this is Patrick on this end. I don't believe we've spoken before, but good to hear you out there.
Patrick, this is Caleb. We actually visited when you were running a disaster relief up at Anchor Baptist Church.
Good to hear, talk to you again, and I hope everything's been well.
Going well, headed into work.
Just out here running my tool route this morning. Heard you throw your call out. Come back and say hello and try to enjoy this beautiful day.
Great day there. Take care. So free.
And you be careful out there, and good to talk to you again. Come back often. KO4HKX.
SHR.
HKX. KN4VWA.
KO4HKX here.
How we doing, Patrick?
Pretty good. Just making the rounds today.
Good. Well, it's nice to be out here without having to swim for it.
I am definitely not going to complain about the rain. We needed it. And it put out those nasty little fires.
Yeah, but great day. This is the first year that pollen has really knocked me down. Thank goodness for the rain. Well, let me ask you a real quick question. Have you been hearing anything about the deregulation?
I had to follow that a little bit. What about you?
Heard about it last week, and I've been trying to do a little bit of digging. What sources are you, where are you getting any, shall we say, non-rumored intelligent information from?
I've been watching, was it Ham Shack TV, I believe it is. He's got a YouTube channel. I had to look it up, but he's been posting links to a website, and I can't remember the website right at the moment. That's where I've been getting most of my information, on just a few YouTube channels I follow and then going back to their links.
Well, hopefully that's accurate stuff. I was kind of hoping maybe you had some insight into some maybe possible government publications on the subject.
Site is, I don't know if it's a government website, or, but it links back to everything there, the hyperlinks in it, and they're pulling their information from there if not. So I feel pretty confident that it's legit. It's not like it's just some random YouTuber's opinion.
Well, I'll have to go and try to find that, check it out, and see what they've got to say. Man, I hope they don't deregulate it, you know. And this is some of the stupid rumor stuff out there. They're talking about full deregulation. Is that what you heard?
There are people out there that are wanting to do away with it, say it's against their free speech rights and all this, that, and the other. But there's as many out there or more for keeping the testing sessions to keep the bands like they are. So I wouldn't put much faith in that. That's my opinion on that one, is it's leaning more toward keeping it like it is on that side.
The CB world was already bad enough when they deregulated it, but can you imagine our HF bands and 2 meter and 440 going to the Wild Wild West like CB did? Oh my gosh. I'm all for keeping it just like it is.
I think there needs to be a barrier to entry. It keeps the hobby professional, in a sense. And I think we don't need any more regulation on the hobby. But then there's other ones out there that want to do away with the tech class and make it only general and extra, so everybody that's a novice in tech would automatically go to general. That way, everybody had HF privileges. I don't necessarily agree with that one either. So, like I said, I've been following up on as much of it as I have time to take in, but and as much of it as you can take at one time, because it gets pretty dry.
Patrick, we all love government speak.
Well, you speak for yourself. Just like I tell everybody when you go to get your GMRS license, the test is how you navigate the FCC's website.
Yes, sir. Well, there is no test for GMRS, or is there?
Finding out how to get your license and pay the fee over the website is your test.
I'll just respond this way on that.
I've been trying to keep up with that delete thing they come out with, trying to deregulate, and they're looking for people's opinions. So the best thing I can tell you is if you're worried about it, just go to the website and put your opinion in that you want to keep it like it is.
Go over there and try to do that. But, anyhow, they pretty much, I don't know, I just get the impression that the FCC is pretty much ignoring us right now. Because, you know, you go over there on HF and there's certain areas of the band where, oh my gosh, it's even personally offensive to me.
Roger that. It's definitely not something you want to turn on in the house where your wife, your kids, your grandkids are running around, that's for sure.
I don't think we need any more regulation, but I definitely could see some more enforcement.
There could definitely be a little more enforcement. I mean, just look at what has gone on this repeater for the last 2 years or 3 years, whatever it was, with the interference, the QRM. There definitely needed to be some kind of enforcement on that.
That's a small portion of why I haven't been on the air much in the last year or so. You know, it just, I've been babysitting my grandkids, and I'm not taking a chance on him being exposed to that kind of stuff. So, has he been on there recently?
Not been on recently, so hadn't been a problem.
But, and see, if they deregulate, I'm kind of afraid that that's the kind of stuff that's going to be common on there, you know, just like they did on the TV.
I'll try to look up the information and send what I found to you. I'll have to pull it back up. I was watching it yesterday.
Appreciate that, bud. I really would. Have you got my email?
Have your email. If you want to text it to me, that'll be great. That way I make sure I have it.
Now, I'm not doing an advertisement here, but I'm just letting you know why I'm using the vernacular of the guy that is coming to Spartanburg Auditorium very soon.
I'll get her done.
That KO4HX to sync up there. But other than that, what you been doing, Steve?
Remind everyone out there that all children under the age of 7 that go to school are petri dishes. I've still got the cough, and I'm trying to get past 2 weeks worth of being down with a cold. We went to the doctor, and he checked us for COVID and RSV and everything else in the book, and it was just a really, really bad cold with sinus infection and all that. But I'm coming out the other side of it now, and I'm back amongst the living.
Here, this yellow nuclear dust that the trees keep spewing out sure isn't helping either.
Never really susceptible to that, but this year, after having been sick and trying to get over that, man, I could, last week I could step outside, and it was like somebody slapping me up the side of the head. My sinuses would puff up, and my lungs would tighten up, and just, oh, my God. Anyhow, I'm hoping I'm going to get my resilience to the pollen back, and anymore. Golly gracious, this was tough. So, well, I'm hoping you've been doing pretty good. You've been helping?
Pretty good, other than my knee. Go for an MRI Wednesday evening on it, and then back to the surgeon. The 14th, was it Monday? To see what the plan is from there.
Okay. Yeah, you don't need to be laid up.
At 8 to 12 weeks.
laparoscopic, or are they going to open you up?
Do I need a partial knee or a full knee? That's what I find out the 14th.
And I didn't realize you had progressed to that point. I know it had been giving you problems, but, oh, man. Well, okay, with a partial knee or a full knee, you have, if you push it and really accelerate your rehab, you can get back pretty quick. You know, like 8 weeks, 8 to 10 weeks. And you can get mobile again. It would be painful, but, you know, you can get mobile again. That's what I did. I had my first one done in 17, and I tell you what, I had to get back on the job because I was a one-man band, and I pushed it. I pushed it hard, but I got back in about, I was back in about 8.5, 9 weeks.
That's what I'm in the process of dealing with right now. And then the tool truck is down. So just kind of hanging out today.
You're on your truck, isn't it?
I've been major, just waiting on a few parts.
Is it automatic or a manual shift? All blessings, you'll be able to just stick it in gear and go. All right. But I'll say a little prayer for you on that. Have you got a plan for the 10 weeks?
I'm on a plan, we'll see how it goes is all I can do.
Say a little prayer for you on that. Well, I have pulled up at my first appointment this morning. I'm going to bail on you. Glad to talk to you this morning, and thank you for the information on the dereg. Hopefully they won't do it. You know, you got to have some kind of structure if you're going to have, emergency backup services. You can't run that in the Wild Wild West environment. So I'm hoping. So appreciate it, bud. 73s. Be careful out there. KN4 VWA. I'm clear.
Good to talk to you this morning. KO4HKX. And I'll be clear for now.
5SHR, gentlemen, we're referring to the deregulation. That's docket number 25133.
KO4HKX.
Additional to expand on our knowledge on that docket.
A whole lot, just reading through it. Looks like they're asking for comments. Yeah, that's about it.
Locate the comments.
Found a link to the docket number through ARRL. That's about all I found.
Appreciate that. I'll go over to the ARRL site and see if I can weed that out and see what I can find out. I appreciate it. KN4 VWA. I'm clear.
AE5 SHR.